Thank you for holding. Is this Zach?
Yeah.
Hey, Zach. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing great. It's been a great day so far. I understand you were speaking with Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yeah.
She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you, but did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how the placement works?
Honestly, it all sounds pretty simple to me. I mean, I guess you could walk me through how, is this like a monthly thing that we would pay for, or is it like just upfront, like a fixed thing kind of?
No, it's all month to month. They have to maintain the positioning and continue to do Google's algorithm updates to keep you on the first page. So it's a month-to-month service that you'd pay for.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But there are no, like, lead fees or click fees or call fees, like some of the other things I see you're using here. It's just one flat monthly rate. So we put you up there as a top recommended guy on the first page of Google, and then the customers can call you directly from there without the lead fees.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you can see a value in that, right? People calling you directly?
Yeah.
Yeah, because without the lead fees, it should save you quite a bit of money. But the major benefit to you is more so the first page placement. When you do the search on Google, if you were to type in like asphalt paving or asphalt paving company, you know, there's a map that'll pop up, and then there'll be a list of the three top recommended guys for Indianapolis and surrounding areas. That's where we're talking about listing you. Those three guys next to the map there.
Okay.
You can only do that when there's a spot available. So the companies that are there now are like Ox Asphalt. I don't know if you heard of them before.
No.
Or Joe Panyard Seal Coating or AAA Seal Coating and Paving. I mean, either way, those are the competitors. That's just who's up there now, right? The major benefit to you is that you have an opportunity to put Ameripave on the first page as a top option.
Okay, yeah. And then, people could just Google me, basically, is what you're saying?
Yeah, well, obviously, you'll have a Google business profile. Like, we create that and verify that, too, so that way you exist as your own entity. And then we're actually moving that up to the first page. So they don't actually have to Google Ameripave. They could just type in your services, like asphalt paving, and then they'll be able to see Ameripave. That listing will pop up on the first page as a top option, as long as they're within 50 miles of you and looked up a service that you tell us you want to be found for.
Right, I gotcha.
Make sense? So it's like a customized, targeted marketing strategy.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Mm-hmm. You already have your own website, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So that would be attached to the Google business profile. And then Tara told me you were doing Home Advisor by Angie's, so she thinks you'd be a good candidate for this because Home Advisor by Angie's actually gets their leads from Google. Like, they're on the first page underneath where we're talking about listing you. But what they do is they'll take the lead, they'll sell it to a couple other competing companies, and they charge you the lead fee for it. Like, they'll charge all three of you a lead fee or four of you. With this, you know, you're listed independently, so people can actually call you as a live call in real time off the first page of Google.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're not in a situation where you're paying for leads that are going to three or four other people or paying lead fees for things that didn't actually turn into jobs.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's far more people searching on Google than are searching on Home Advisor, I'll tell you that. So if you could do anything with that system, I'm sure you'll do well with being on the first page of Google. So I did send you a text message here when your call first came over. Did you get that?
Give me just a second. Let me see here.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to show you the stuff than to tell you.
So I think so. It's a local Local Splash or something like that. Locals,
Yep, localsplash.com/pricing. That's our pricing page. And then like here's the search results page so you can see it. You know, I'll text that over to you. But that's just the search results for asphalt paving in Indianapolis. That way you could see who's up there now. The guys next to the map is where we're talking about listing you for Google Places.
Okay.
But the pricing page, if you scroll down towards the bottom, you'll be able to see the actual packages and pricing structures. Tara asked me to apply a established business credit. It said you've been in business for almost a decade now, or almost 10 years.
Yeah, since 2016.
Oh, wow. And you haven't done any Google advertising yet, Zach?
Honestly, no. This is the most I've been getting into it.
Wow. How have you been getting your customers?
We just go out and just look for properties or, you know, it's mainly commercial work that we do. And, yeah, just word of mouth. Just meet people out there. Yeah.
Wow. No, that says a lot about you. I mean, it's rare nowadays that companies do well with just a traditional word-of-mouth chain. I mean, I know Google is basically a word-of-mouth chain, but it's an online word-of-mouth chain, so it's a little different. It's going based off reviews more so than their people actually, like, referring them by mouth. It's not as common anymore. But that's great. That says a lot about you. I mean, if you guys are able to get talked about that much and still generate jobs without Google. Can you imagine just everybody being able to look up your services and see all those reviews and all those good things people have to say about you guys? It's just going to open the door for the endless possibilities.
Right.
But what I was going to say is Google does prefer established contractors that do have experience over like a newer company that might be 1 or 2 years old. So with that being said, there is a discount that I could apply. The package that's most common for new businesses like yours where you still have to establish like a Google profile so that way you even just exist on Google as an entity, they usually request a platinum bundle. It's advertised at $5.99 month to month. But with your discounts, I could reduce the rate on that package down to just $2.99 on a month-to-month basis. So that way you're only looking at about $10 a day. And then it's month-to-month, no contract. So you don't have to commit to anything long-term.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that'll get you not just the first page placement on Google. Since it's a platinum bundle, you'll also be on the first page of Bing. And you'll also have a business Facebook profile with Facebook ads ran through it to try to generate traffic that way. And then also there's a popular directory submission that'll basically complete your guys' online marketing profile. It'll put you on like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, the Amazon Alexa voice search results. You'll be on the Apple Safari search engine. Yeah, the Apple Safari for the iPhones. It's a separate search engine, but it usually defaults to the Google search results for these types of services. So you'll be there too.
Okay.
And we'll create all those listings and host those for you. And then we have an app and a tracking system where you can download and kind of keep track of everything. Like I know you already have a Yelp. We won't duplicate your Yelp listing. We'll just kind of go in there and fill the holes. That way you're not missing anything. And this will kind of put more irons in the fire for you guys to be able to generate online leads without having to pay per lead, right? That's all part of the package. The idea is to try to get you as many job opportunities each month as possible and then let you kind of cherry pick what you do and don't want to take and ultimately show you good ROI so that way you guys will want to continue to use the Google advertising as a method of getting jobs for your company each month.
Okay.
The platinum package is the last one down on that pricing page, by the way, Zach. I don't know if you clicked on it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I had to go to it. Okay, hold on.
No, you're good. Second. Yeah, it's just easier if you could see it. That's why I was like, let me just send this stuff to you so you could actually see it rather than me just tell you. It's a lot to grasp.
See, you said it's the... Wait, hold on. All right, yeah, I think this is it. You said it's the one for $2.99?
No. So I'm offering you the Platinum for $2.99. So the Platinum is normally $5.99. It has
I see the
orange ribbon. Yeah, it says most
popular. Yeah, I'm looking at that. Okay.
Yeah, this one has all the extra bells and whistles, like the directory submissions and the Facebook
advertising. Brad, I see that now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Your website's really nice. We would actually hyperlink your website to every one of these platforms, too, so that way we could drive traffic to that and give that investment an opportunity to generate ROI, or basically, in layman's terms, just give the website a chance to be in front of the right people and make you guys some money from what you
invested. That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah. That's the way to do it. It's really Google. Like, most people aren't typing in Ameripave, right? Even if they are, they're not going to see a Google business profile until after we create it for you. But, like, most people are just typing in asphalt paving, you know, or striping, right, or things like that.
Right.
You know, seal coating, paving and repair, asphalt resurfacing. So we want to make sure you're showing up when they're doing the general searches. And that's what's going to get the calls coming in. They usually just have a problem that they want solved, and then we're providing you as the solution to them. But what do you think? Do you have any questions about any of this?
Honestly, no. That sounds good to me.
Okay, if I could approve that pricing structure on a month-to-month basis of just $299 for the Platinum Bundle, and I'll get the setup fee waived for you too, so it's just a flat $299 out the door, $299 month-to-month for as long as you're with us. I mean, I'm sure that's something you could see a value in giving a shot. That way we could prove to you how well it works, right?
I am also like a seasonal work guy. Like, I don't work all year round just because of it being the type of work that it is, you know, weather permitting, huge, you know. So, like, honestly, I would say, like, probably around the fall time, like the end of fall, like, say, like, maybe like middle of November, I guess, like, somewhere in there is probably when I would, like, you know, I guess, like,
turn it off
basically, and then, you know, up in the spring turn it back on. That's when we start. It's like springtime, that's when the season starts. It can start earlier depending on the weather again, but usually spring always stays the same is when we start.
I do see that though on our metrics. We do have some seasonal businesses out here that'll actually, like, pause or suspend their advertising during that time of
the year. Suspend.
And you could do that too, where you're suspending it rather than just full on.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be ideal.
Yeah, we do that. But usually we don't see those dips until maybe like the end of November, actually. That's when the weather's on average.
Right.
About, you know, 34 to 52 degrees, almost a little too chilly. But steadily through this month and next month, you guys should be fine as far as being able to work and take on work consistently. But it is still your preferences. I mean, if you say, hey, I don't want to work at the end of October because there's leaves falling down everywhere and we're not a landscaping company,
right.
I understand. I understand that too. But that's why we do offer it month to month, and they don't require you to sign like some 6 month or annual contract for your industry, because we do understand that sometimes we have those seasonal holes with guys where we have to put it off and suspend it for them until the springtime.
Okay.
Yep. But if you guys already have the positioning, it's a lot easier for us to just reactivate the account than if another business has the positioning, and then come springtime, if they just want to reactivate, they're going to get first right of refusal. We actually have to wait for somebody to, like, fully cancel their placement and relocate to another area before we can give the spot to another business. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But when you tell us it's seasonal, like, we stop billing you, and then on your listing it will say seasonal business, so weather may not permit the work at this time. So it does kind of promote that to people. So calls will definitely slow down. Obviously, work's going to slow down. So that's just kind of the nature of it. But we don't delete your Google business profile. You don't become suddenly unverified as a contractor. So all the things that we create for you are long-term tools that your business will actually keep You know, even if you were to leave the advertisement later, you know, you'll still be findable on Google for people to look up AmeriPave, see that you guys are an accredited and Google verified company, and they'll still be able to see all the reviews and everything on there. So we are creating tools that are going to help customers basically decide on your company long term, even if you're not paying for the advertisement each month.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah.
So just to give you the most bang for your buck on a month-to-month basis, hopefully I would want to be able to beat out your guys' other marketing strategies and have this be like the one long-term marketing solution for you. But I feel like with the Platinum package, we could do that. It gets you all those bells and whistles. So, I mean, if I could approve the pricing structure on that at $299 month-to-month, is that something you could see a value in capitalizing on?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to create the Google business profile for AmeriPave. On the first page of Google, you could actually only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now, Zach?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. And then Google will send a postcard to you in the mail. It's called a Google verification letter. And there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it that we'll need from you. That's how you get the little red dot on the map, kind of indicating where your business is. What's the street address that I could send that to?
That would be 7133 Leatherwood Drive, Indianapolis, Indiana.
7133 Leatherwood Drive?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's I found it here. Now, your other online listings do have different addresses on them, and usually Google doesn't want there to be any discrepancies with, like, name, address, phone number, and website. I did also pull up the website, too, and it's given me a different, it's given me the 6423 John West Road.
Yeah, if we have to send it to that one, we can.
Okay. I just want them to match up because there is a portion of Google right. That is AI that reads your online listings. So you do want all of them to kind of have the same thing. But I'm also seeing on this AmeriPave blacktopping on Yelp, there's even another address on that. I don't know if that's you guys, AmeriPave
blacktopping. Oh, that can't. Yeah, that's probably not me. I never messed anything with Yelp before.
Okay. Yeah, maybe it's a different. Oh, yeah, it is a different AmeriPave. They're out of Springfield. My apologies. I just did a search for your business name to pull up all the listings that I could find online. Okay. So, yeah, the only other ones I'm seeing is a 6423 John West Road. Just because the other listings that you do have that address, are you able to receive mail or could we use that as your Google address as well?
Yeah, if you guys want to. I mean, like, if we have to do it that way, we can. I mean, that's actually what I have the business set up with, is that address. That's, like, the business address. Yeah,
that'll prevent discrepancies with Google because it will confuse the AI portion if it has, like, the same phone number on other listings, but then the address doesn't match up, and then they're not going to verify it, or they'll request you do a video call with somebody at the headquarters to verify it, and then it just creates this extra loop that you got to jump through.
Okay. And then how long should I... Yeah, that makes sense. How long should I expect to receive that? Like, how long would it take?
It usually takes about 5 business days to receive your verification letter. If there's any discrepancies with your verification, then they go to the video verification where they'll actually verify it over the phone with you if there's any problems. Like, if it's taking too long.
Okay.
If my wife threw it away or girlfriend threw it away, we've been through all kinds of crazy scenarios. They thought it was junk mail and
right.
Threw it in the trash. So we help you get through it. What I could do, Zach, is I could also hide this address on the listings that we create moving forward. So that way that address isn't being given to people to actually show up there. We could just have, like, your Google business profile say Indianapolis, Indiana, like 46241.
Yeah.
Definitely.
that'll deactivate all turn-by-turn directions, too, because you're usually going to the job. There's no reason for them to come to that location, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, if
what's
we could keep it that way, that'd be awesome. I got Jones.
Jones, okay.
Okay,
Zach, and then what's your business email address? I'm going to send a receipt and everything in writing. Since this is a business expense, you guys will be able to write it off and get it back at the end of the year.
Okay, yeah, it's AmeriPays2016@gmail.com.
AmeriPays2016@gmail.com. Is the gentleman with you your partner?
Oh, that's actually my brother.
Oh, okay. Is he a co-owner?
No.
No? Okay. Central Standard. I was going to see if you wanted me to maybe add him to the profile. I don't know if he helps you with answering the phone calls or dealing with clients at all.
No, I do all the business and stuff.
Oh, okay. All right. So Google Business Profile set up. How do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
Honestly, I mean, probably could do like from, I would say, 9 till 9. Would do it like that, probably.
Okay. You want to go Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends, too?
Yeah, weekends, 24/7.
Okay, so we'll go Monday through Sunday.
Well, not 24, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I got you. 9 to 9, Monday through Sunday. 7 days a week.
9 to 9, Monday through
Sunday. Yeah, 9 to 9. All right, I got you. And then, let me go. How, or do you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I mean, I usually get checks. Cash, yeah, we're more willing to accept cash, but it's usually not a thing that we always deal with, but it's very rare. But card, I actually have no way to accept card, unfortunately, but not at this, you know, moment, but eventually, you know, but.
Check, no card as of now. Do you do digital payments
right,
like Venmo, Zelle, Cash App, PayPal?
Oh, yeah, those are fine, yeah.
Okay. I'll just put those as optional. I'll let you kind of hash it out with them when you get there, but.
Right.
I like to put on there if they do use a card or when you get a card or if they use a digital payment that additional fees may apply. So that way the percentage that the merchant processing charges you, you can kind of put it on the customer where you're not losing out on
okay.
the profit.
Right.
If they want the convenience. All right. So I have your account created. We're going to want to interview you just to customize the campaign, make sure that we have you listed for the right services and in the right areas. Typically the interviews, they take about 30 to 45 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window to complete it. What do you think would be the best time to do a client interview with you tomorrow?
It's going to be kind of tough. I would say, can we do for 6:30?
6:30?
Like a, p.m.
Yeah. I'm just trying to see if it's available. Give me 1 second, because it is with a client interview technician, and they might be booked at that time. Yeah, 6:30 in. Oh, yeah, actually, yes, we have it. So it's
all right,
gonna
cool.
be. It would be between 6 and 7, but I could tell them to like
okay.
contact you closer to 6:30. They're gonna send a calendar invite to you. And then they'll also send a text message reminder out to you prior to the phone call. So that way you get like a heads up.
Okay.
Okay. That'll go to your email that you gave me. The email, there's going to be an email reminder for your calendar. So it's like a calendar invite. And then they'll text you 1 hour before.
Okay. And they'll be getting a hold of me, right?
Yeah, they'll call you on this line. It's 317-499-7197.
Okay, awesome.
And then, like I said, Zach, the whole agenda for that call is we want to customize the campaign. So we want to know about all the services you provide, the areas that you're willing to travel to. That way we could geo-target and customize the campaign. And if we do it that way, it makes it so that every call that comes in, it's qualified. It had to have been in those areas and typed in those services to even get recommended your number and be able to reach out to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And we also have an app in the App Store. You're going to get your own username and password the second I activate this profile. And then you'll be able to log into that, and it'll keep track of like all the calls that you're getting, what zip codes they came from. It's basically like a built-in client relations management system. It'll help you keep track of everybody and how they got to you. So that way each month you could see, you know, what we're bringing in for your company each month from the listings.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah.
All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299 for that platinum package bundle, how did you want to do that, Zach?
I got a card I can give you. Give me just a second.
Okay.
And it is.
Oh, before you give it to me, does it say Ameripave on it?
It actually says my name.
Okay, it just says Zach Jones. Is it Z-A-C-K or Z-A-C-H?
It's with a H. It's Zachary Jones. And it is a business debit card.
So it does say Ameripave on it?
It don't, but that's because I'm a DBA. So, my bank account is set up as Zachary Jones DBA Ameripave.
Got it. I just want to make sure the invoice says Ameripave, so that way when you're filing for the write-off at the end of the year, it's obviously a business expense. So I'll add Ameripave to this. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending the Google verification letter to?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm ready for you.
All right. It is 4427.
4427.
And then 3205.
3205.
3521.
3521.
4794.
4794. Okay, and expiration date, month and year?
It is 8/30.
And then 3-digit code on the back.
It is 093.
093. Okay, Zach, and then before I can legally authorize any transaction with Ameripave today, I do have to walk you through a voice verification recording as an added form of protection for you. This is going to outline the service agreement, and then we're also going to send this to you in writing. If I say anything that, like, you don't agree with or you don't understand, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right, I want to make sure that we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of payment with your company. All right. So you're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Ameripave.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Zachary Jones, owner-operator.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yeah.
All right, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yeah.
Okay, so it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in this campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yeah.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours, but you have the right to refuse service to anybody. The guys that have the best success are the ones that have, like, immediate response time. Like, usually if you answer the live call, you're going to get the best results from the live call.
And okay.
It says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for 2 months when you first sign up, since we're building your whole profile from scratch. But it is month to month, Zach, so you're not binded to anything long term. I know you might have those seasonal holds, as we mentioned too, so you just got to let us know. Otherwise, it's automatically going through each month on the 8th day. The first month's payment is going to be charged today. It's September 8th of 2025. It's going to be in the discount amount of $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've waived all setup fees for you, and I've locked you in at this discounted price indefinitely. So as long as you choose to remain with us each month, Zach, you're going to get that deal. It's not going to go up or change on you ever. And then there's no other surprise. there's no other lead fees or click fees or call fees that are going to pop up out of the blue. So, and then it says, again, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. All we ask is if you ever do decide to discontinue, please let us know before the bill is automatically processed or before the next bill is due. So that's why I was saying let us know before the 8th of the month. And it says, do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Right. So let me ask you real quick just to, you know, go over that one more time. So with how that would work, you said it's the end of November is like when the service gets suspended, right, because of the seasonal thing?
Wait, you do have to activate the seasonal hold, but this is what I'm seeing from when you look up, like, the weather reports and the data in Indianapolis. It usually starts to dwindle down, like, the search volume starts to dwindle down, like, around Thanksgiving, like, the end of November.
Right.
Yeah. And that's usually when people kind of, like, okay, you know, let's kind of wrap it up. Basically, you're, like, more than 2 months from that. You're, like, 2.5 months from that. But if you say, or if you don't reach out to us to do the seasonal hold, they won't automatically put it on hold, like, without the business.
Right. I got to.
Right.
Right. I got to give consent for you guys to. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So that was my only question about that.
No, it's fine. We want to be transparent with you. Last thing we want is somebody get upset and then we lose you. We're trying to build a long-term business relationship with the business owners that are up there. So it's important to be really transparent.
And then is this a good number to call for when that time does come?
Yeah. Yeah. So if you look up our company, also here, it's going to come through right now, actually. You asked me a question before I could hit pay. But do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms so I can process this?
Yeah.
Okay. And then it's going to come through automatically right now. So upon your initial payment confirmation, I hit pay, and then it's going to send out right now like a full outline of the agreement in writing so that way you have it all in black and white. It's going to send you the username and password for your tracking system, and then it has all our contact information, my direct extension, our customer service line. We have 24/7 customer service available to you. It'll all be there in writing. This is also going to be sent over to your email address as well, the AmeriPave2016@gmail.com.
Okay.
Okay. But so I'm going to hang on the line with you and make sure you get it all.
Okay. And then just one more question. So this number in the text that you just sent, this is the, like, this would be the number to call for when the time comes to suspend it.
Yeah, if you want to put it on a seasonal hold, you just call our 877 number, and then they'll be able to do that for you.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, that's attached to every text and email that you get from us. But hopefully, I mean, I know it does get bad. Is there any service that you can provide year-round? Or no, huh? Just because of the snow?
Well, right. So, I mean, if we was to do something that, like, involved inside work, I mean, yeah. But that's, like, I've only ever done that, I think, like, maybe once or twice in my life.
Oh, wow.
But actually work all year round.
Well, I mean, this might be the thing that changes it for you, too, because not only do people do seasonal holds, but sometimes they shift the keywords and the services that they're being advertised for. I mean, obviously, if you're relying on just like word of mouth chains up until this point, snow comes around, word of mouth starts dying down, right? But people are still Google searching for the indoor services. Then they're seeing you, and that would raise the opportunities that you would get for the indoor services. So that's always an option, too. I mean, this could be the thing that actually keeps you going throughout the winter rather than completely shutting it down. But I do know some guys, their business models are just completely outdoor. They don't have any indoor services, and then they just shut it down, you know? They're like, hey, we can't work.
Right.
Or they pivot. Like, I have some guys that do landscaping, and then they move into, like, a snow removal because they have the equipment for that.
Right.
Or I've had guys go into, like, Christmas lighting. It's crazy, but it's true. Like, I've seen some crazy shifts from guys that are like, okay, you know, we do this, but in the wintertime we have to shift our services. So either way, we could change your keywords. Your keywords, even though they're going to set that up during your client interview, you're not set in stone on those keywords. You could change them at any time. So if you notice, you know, hey, my business went through a change, I want to start promoting this, or, you know, some keywords are working better in my tracking system than others. You know, we could always pivot to keep, make sure we're keeping you in front of what's getting the most job opportunities for you each month.
I'm actually glad you brought that up because we actually do shift. Like, that's what I said. Like, it's really hard to actually stay consistently working 24/7 all out through the year, like, you know, nonstop, like, without having a season that just, you know, like, no season is what I'm trying to say. Like, that's only ever happened a couple of times, but that's because we also do, it's like, I don't know how I'd really describe it. Like, I guess HVAC removal, but like super industrial HVAC, like big boilers
big
and
ones,
heat exchangers,
yeah.
You know, stuff like that, like for power plants, like we'll do stuff like that during the winter, but it's so rare to find that stuff because it's just so big. It's like really big work. Like it's good money. It's great money, but it's just hard to get.
That's why I'm going to put it in the notes here. So I'll put like also does commercial HVAC removal, boiler removal, heat exchanger removal. And those can be things that we could pivot to, you know, and if they are out there looking for it, at least, you know, Ameripave's in the conversation. Because right now, if we don't do that, they're going to see Ameripave and there's no way they're going to think you do boiler removal or heat exchanger, you know?
Right.
They're just going to be like, no way, this is a paving company. So that's definitely something that we can help with, you know? And moving forward, too, if you have more questions like that, don't hesitate to ask. Your tracking system will have Google Analytics in there. So, I mean, if you are techie and you want to get in there and kind of do a little research on your own, you can always do it that way, too. But you have a team of people here that are invested in, you know, we want to make it work for you. We would love to have you coming back every month for however, you know, and keep bringing in customers for your customers or bringing in customers for your company. Excuse me. That's our whole role as a Google partner is to get in there and make sure that the Google advertising is working for you and utilizing those tools that'll ultimately keep you choosing Google as your way of marketing and advertising your company moving forward. Big spiel, but I wanted to officially welcome you aboard, you know, say thank you for signing up with the Local Splash team here. A couple things I do want you to keep in mind. Obviously, we got that client interview scheduled for tomorrow. It's between 6 and 7. I sent the calendar invite to your email, and then, like I said, we'll text you about 5 o'clock, just as a heads-up reminder. Also, the Google verification letter is going to come in the mail. When you receive that pin in the mail, there is a little 5-digit number on the back of that we'll need from you. You could either text us with that or call in with it. Either one works.
Okay.
Okay. And then in your text messages right now, Zach, there will be a link. It's also going to be in your email, but there's a link to a full outline of the agreement in writing called the subscription terms. So it'll have everything in black and white, like all the products and features in that platinum package bundle that I discounted for you. It'll have the pricing structure reduced to the $299 and then the billing date and the cancellation policy of you can cancel at any time. It's all in writing. You do got to sign off on that though when you get a chance this evening. And then basically just look out for the phone call tomorrow between 6 and 7 would be the next step.
So I'll be getting an email of like a document I got to sign.
It's texted to you too. It should be in your text as well.
Oh.
It'll go to both unless you like opt out of one or the other.
Okay, I think I just now got it actually, I think.
Oh wow, it was really slow. Yeah, because your payment cleared like 4 minutes ago.
Let's see. Local Splash, Zachary, to get your Google business profile verified. Yeah, I think this is it. Yeah, please check the email we sent. More details.
Everything that has to do with Google is going to be from us.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely us. So the one that says, Zachary, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent the copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then it'll say, like, please click here. And it has a link in there ending in your phone number. And it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on that, it'll actually open up the full document. And this is also in your email, too. That way you have it all documented.
Okay, yeah, it brought me to where username and password.
Okay, so the username and password is in your text messages as well. Let me go into the text messages. Your username is your phone number. And then your password is the number 4 and friends. But that's after you signed it. Did you already sign it and it took you there?
No.
That's odd. Maybe it's just asking you to log in before you can sign it. But usually it's the other way around. Like you sign it, then it takes you to the login page for your tracking system. But we've been prompting new clients to go download the app that we have in the App Store and then log into their UN or put their UN and password into that rather than do the PC version on your phone, if that makes sense.
Right. And I'm sorry. You said what was the password again? 4 friends or something?
Yeah, the number 4 and then friends. All one word.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's an S at the end.
Okay, let's see. Click here. And okay, yeah, I think this is it. All right, wait. Let's see here. Yeah, this is just boxes. It wants me to check, and then...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like opting out of the SMS I was telling you. Like, if you don't want text messages or if you only want text messages and no emails, you'd be able to opt out of it right there. And then this, like I said, also these documents are sent to your email, and they're going to be saved in your tracking system, too, for future reference. So if you ever want to look back on it, you could always go into, like, the billing section on your account if you download the app and then log into it, and it'll also have the full agreement there for you and give you options to upgrade to other features in the future if you guys want to do, like, Google Guaranteed or maybe run some ads through Yelp. Or maybe increase the spending that you would do on, like, Facebook. You know, there's other ways that we can actually help you grow the business beyond just this package.
Okay.
Yeah, I have some guys that tell me, hey, I don't want to just cover, like, a 40, 50-mile radius. I want to cover the whole state. It's like, okay, we can help you do that. But you got to be on the Platinum Premier package where you're running the ads as well, like the sponsored section, pay-per-click ads as well. And so then their bills jump up to thousands of dollars each month if they want to do that. Usually that's for franchises, though. I don't know how big your company is, but usually it's for a franchise that does that, or big company.
So it's saying unable to authorize details, failed to launch browser.
That sounds like an internet connection issue. Usually, were you already in the outline of the agreement?
I mean, I filled out what it wanted me to, and then it brought me to this here where it says connect Google, or no, I'm sorry, connect your Google business profile. And then I marked
yeah,
the
you have no Google business profile yet. So it's already signed, Zach. That the next time you log into it, once we create the Google business profile and have it verified, that system will go down and they'll actually have like all the links to your profile in it. But again, this is the...
Okay, so this part isn't ready yet, then, basically.
No, yeah, you're good. You're good. You basically logged into it, but there's, like, nothing there yet because we just activated your account, like, a couple minutes ago. But if you go to your...
Right, I just got to wait for that sticker.
Yeah, the postcard in the mail. They might just do the video verification, honestly, if it's faster and you don't mind it.
Yeah, I don't mind that. Would that be tomorrow, or would that be... Okay.
No, I'll put it in there. I'll just let them know, like, he's okay with video verification if it ends up being quicker. But they'll still send out the PIN anyway, regardless. Like, that automatically goes out when I created your account right now.
Okay.
Yep. So, but if they do have a faster way to do it, then they'll call you up and say, hey, if you want to do this, you know, it can save us a couple of days. You could disregard the postcard when it gets there. We could just do the video verification over the phone.
Yeah, if we could just do it like that, that'd be better, honestly.
It'll
probably
be quicker, but they ask you, like, okay, now at this address that you have on file here, if you could take a picture of, like, your mailbox while you're there or show us, you know what I mean? Things like that. Show us tools and equipment that you actually use to carry out the work and stuff like that. They just want to make sure you're a real person that actually does this stuff and has history of doing it. It's just Google. I mean, it's kind of a pain in the butt, honestly. I wish they would just take our word for it. It's like you put them on the qualified candidates list, then had us call them, then we signed them up, and now you want to verify. It's like, okay, why'd you put them on the list then? But, yeah, it's just a step that every business has to go through, though. Everybody that you see on the first page has to get verified or else they wouldn't be there.
I gotcha. Now, would I have to actually physically be home for the video call?
Yeah, they'll send you actually like a document that'll tell you like these are the things we need. So sometimes you could just take a picture like when you are there and then upload it from your phone to the document. But
okay,
I just requested
I'm happy you said that because that's probably what I'll actually end up doing because I don't know if I would really like, I don't know if I would be home when they would want the video call. So
yeah, well, usually they'll schedule it, though. They'll either try to schedule it at a time that you are there, or they'll just leave you with the document and say, hey, you know, just send us these pictures and upload them here when you have a chance. And then they just send it off to Google and verify it that way.
Yeah, we could do it like that. That'd be great.
We have other ways. Every business owner is different, so we always have different ways of doing it. I've had guys like, oh, you got to send this to my wife. And they give the wife's number, and the wife's taking all the pictures and pulling up his license and insurance and all the stuff and, like, sending it in, you know. But it looks like everything's good to go. I've dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's pretty much, and the subscription terms are signed already. So it's really just a matter of being available for the client interview, and then, you know, we'll go step by step from there. But I highly recommend download our app, Zach. You sound like a young guy. I feel like that app will bring you a lot of peace of mind and comfort and joy and being able to kind of game plan. You know, Google Analytics and looking at data and how you can grow your business is always fun.
what is the name of the app, actually?
It's our business name. So it's just Local Splash. If you go to App Store on any device that you have, you go to the application store and just type in Local Splash, and it'll have a dark blue L and an orange S, like LS.
Oh, I see it here. Okay.
That's Splash of Water. And then you punch in your username and password to that, and you'll get the actual mobile version of the tracking system. It's much easier to use.
Okay.
And you can keep track of all your leads and your calls. And like I was mentioning earlier, it tells you, like, what leads came from where. It's a CRM. So it's just an acronym for like client relation management system. So like, let's say you did a paving job for this guy, this month, through our system, he found you through Google, called you, signed him up. And then 3 months later, he calls you back and he's like, hey, I got this other job. I want you to do the same thing you did to the last one. And you're just kind of like, what? Who are you? I don't remember what we did on the last one. You could go to the tracking system and just type in his number and it'll have a full like recall. Like you'll have the recordings of the calls, when it happened, you know, you could even upload pictures of the jobs when you're done. Or if like you request a review from him and he puts pictures in the review on there, that'll be saved in there too. So you have access to it all right there. I mean, you don't forget like who's who and what you've done throughout the year.
And what's your name again?
My name's John. I'm the director here. My last name's Hill, H-I-L-L. Mm-hmm. You could also... My full first name, though, Zach, is Jazwan, and then my middle name's John, but everybody just calls me John. But if you do get an email where I'm like, hey, Zach, you know, and it's like Jazwan John Hill, like that's me, too. just as a heads up, because I've had people do that, like, I got a random one from a Jazwan, and I was like, yeah, I mean, it's my government. I usually go by my middle name.
I gotcha. And then this here is your number that we're that I just received the text messages from?
Correct. Yeah, so that's we have 24/7 customer service. If you ever ask for me, I'll be an account lead. There is going to be another account manager that you'll meet that'll actually be checking in for you time to time just to quality control, make sure you're happy with the service, everything's going well. But if you want something done quickly, I'm still here for you. You always just call in and say, hey, we put John on, the guy who signed me up, or the account manager, and then they'll send you over to me.
All right. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, again, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Sorry I talked your ear off. I always say our educated clients are our happiest ones because they know what we're bringing to the table. But I'll let you get back to your evening. Like I said, just look out for our phone call tomorrow between 6 and 7 so that we can do the client interview with you.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, Jack, I'll talk to you then. You have a good night.
You too. Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.